foundation a little louder. We need a word right now.
Faith that is not absolute is impotent. But when faith in God is absolute, result is inevitable. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Be blessed as you listen to this life-transforming message by the anointed servant of God. Your faith shall be built up and your miracle delivered.
Send away the word in this house
today. According to scriptures, hearing the word of God and doing it equals wisdom. Hearing the word of God and doing what you have heard equals what? Wisdom. The Bible says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him to a wise man which built his house upon a rock. He said, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Matthew 7:24-25. On the contrary, hearing the word of God and not doing it equals foolishness. Jesus said, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened to a foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the flood came, and the wind blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Matthew 7:26-27. There are some constant things about the wise and the foolish from the scripture we just read. They both built. They both did what? They built. They both, that means they both had the word. But their houses were subjected to the same kind of elements. They both faced the same kind of situations and circumstances. But the variables are: one put action to what he had, the other did nothing about what he had. So hearing plus corresponding action puts the house on the solid rock, and that is the truth. You know, the Bible says in Matthew 16:18, it says, upon this rock, in other words, upon this truth, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Hearing minus corresponding action puts the house on the sand. The former stood, but the latter fell greatly. You will not fall. You will not falter. So it is taking responsibility or taking corresponding action to what we hear that makes us wise before God. It is not just hearing that makes us wise. No, no, no. As a matter of fact, it's not even preaching that makes us wise before God. I'm talking to myself now. It's not preaching at all. It's not writing down that makes us wise before God. It's not listening. It's not hearing. It's putting action to what we hear that makes us wise before God. I see many people becoming wise today. If that is you, let your amen show it. Our topic for our Sunday services in the month of June 2015 is serving God pays. Serving God or what? Serving God pays. Say it again. Say it the second time. This is part 1B. We dealt with part 1A in the first service. And I trust God, today someone will have an encounter. And today, apart from being our prophetic entrance, is our encounter with destiny service. Please open your Bibles with you. I know you still have your Bible with you. Open your Bible to the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 23. Very popular scripture. Exodus 23. We're going to read two verses of the scriptures there. Verse 25 and verse 26. If you are there, say amen. Now, let's go now. Why don't you go? Your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. 26. There shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in the land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts. In the name of Jesus. Please turn to 1 Peter. 1 Peter, we want to read chapter 2 of 1 Peter. Chapter 2 and verse 9. Chapter 2 and verse 9. If you are there, say amen. Let's go now. One to go. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus. From that scripture we just read, every child of God is a child of destiny. Now, let's look at it this way. From the natural, we move to the supernatural. Now, the son or the daughter of a king does not need to do anything to be called a prince or a princess. Do you agree? He or she just needed to be born. And she's a prince, princess, or a prince. Because by preordination, the father is a king. Therefore, he is born into the royal family. Preordained before he or she was born. So he has come as a prince or a princess. Praise the living Jesus. Every child of God is a child of destiny. Now, what we do with that determines what accompanies us. We can keep chanting it that I'm a child of destiny. Like that scripture, very sweet. You are a chosen generation. In fact, we can be singing it. You know the song? Can be singing it so well. He has called you forth to show forth his glory, and you'll be dancing it. But what you do determines what actually follows you. That's why we read the second scripture. Ye shall serve, and I shall bless. On a lighter mood, I said this before, one of our senior pastors, he said, it's shall versus shall. God said, you shall serve, and I shall bless. And I heard this. You shall your own shall, and God will shall his own shall. Praise the living Jesus. Shall versus shall. Praise the living Jesus. You shall nothing, God shall nothing. Don't check any dictionary. Praise the living Jesus. So maximizing destiny demands making the most of opportunities that come our ways. Making the most of opportunities. Taking advantage of opportunities. God is a God of opportunities. Most greatness in the kingdom, if not all, are functions of appropriate responses to opportunities. The opportunity that makes great appeared to many, but some may not know that anything had appeared at all. Some are not seeing anything appearing. They are seeing something else. Because opportunity will always disguise itself as work. I mean, as labor. No, not me. Praise the living Jesus. Genesis chapter 28 and verse number 16. That was the story of Jacob. Jacob woke up out of his sleep. God is in this place. And I didn't know anything. He didn't have a story, anything to show for that encounter. Thank God for the second encounter. I said, Genesis chapter 32. When he came again, he said, you are not going anywhere. I know you. You came before. I missed it. This time, I'm not missing it. This opportunity, I'm taking it with my two hands. And I'm fulfilling destiny. The angel said, let me go. They break it. They. Is it they that is breaking? Okay. Day will break here. Morning will break. Afternoon will break. Evening will break. Everything will break. I must be blessed. I will not let you go unless you bless me. The Bible said he wrestled with an angel. To the point that the Bible says the angel touched the hollow of his thigh and he suffered dislocation. He said, is it dislocation you are talking about? Remove my leg completely. I will still not let you go. I must be blessed. Somebody has resolved to take advantage of the opportunity. And that's why angel has, what's your name? Say, my name is Jacob. That's the problem. That's your problem. You shall no longer be called Jacob. Today, your name is changed from a deceiver. From that man that should not be trusted to an indestructible nation, Israel. And he blessed him there. And the story changed forever. I believe this season, somebody's story is changing forever. If you are that one, let your amen show. Listen to me. As I'm permitted, like I told you last Sunday, I will share a little bit of this as I'm permitted. I told you, the same me that went to Canaan land for the church growth conference was not the same me that came back. Not at all. Not at all. Not at all. Not at all. We had sessions that we were told, okay, you start session by so time. 1 hour before the time I was there. The other day, I moved it 2 hours before the time. Position, I'm not going anywhere. This is what I came for. To travel for how many hours in the air? Rika Boshaga, Balata, Rete Kutaba. At some point, God's servant said, okay, it wasn't part of the program. I'm going to lay hand on everybody. Hallelujah. Amen. Sir, you are coming. You are coming. All of a sudden, the impartation. Everybody's feet shall be treated. All of a sudden, I'm going to wash some people's feet by myself. Hallelujah. And all of a sudden, some people say, no. So. And just by divine election, I did not in any way near anything. But somehow, this man was separated and positioned. And God's servant treated my feet. And listen. And the first vice president wiped it off. And God connected me to what happened 8 years before then. And what he has told me. Lift up your right hand. From today, you will never miss any opportunity again. In the name of Jesus. Every greatness you see in the kingdom is a function of opportunity seized. The race is not to the swift. The battle is not to the strong. Neither yet bread to the man of supernatural vigor. No. The Bible says time and chance happened to them all. So I believe somebody will take advantage of the season. Yeah. If that is you, let your amen show it. For instance, this season is our harvest season. This season is our harvest time. I'm only permitted to say more. When I say I'm still permitted to say more, I will say more. More things still happen. Praise the living Jesus. This harvest time is specifically for some people. I say it's specifically for some people. If that's you, come on, say, that's me. Now, come on, say with me, it is harvest time. Say it the second time. Say it the third time. Now, let me mention the implication of that. Harvest time is spiritual engagement time. Harvest time is spiritual stewardship time. Harvest time is spiritual labor time. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 6, 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 6, he said, the husbandman that laboreth must be the first partaker. The husbandman is the farmer. If the farmer will not labor, he won't partake of anything. The husbandman that laboreth shall be the first partaker of the fruits. Remember, our God is a reliable rewarder. The Bible says he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Put it this way. He's a rewarder of those that diligently serve him. If you are, come and say, I hear. And his reward is coming to you. I say his reward is coming to you.